You're exactly right. But there's a new disease, and I think most of us have experienced this, because 66% of people worldwide suffer from nomophobia. Do you know what that is?
No. What's that?
That's the fear of you losing your cell phone. Like, they've come up with a word for it. You know, everybody's always touching themselves trying to see if they got their cell phone, or you jump in your car.
Right.
So about 66% of people in the world have had some feeling of anxiousness when they're away from their cell phone. That's called nomophobia. But let's dig into this. Like Ricky said, let's talk about cell phone etiquette for a minute. There's also a study that says cell phone usage is contagious. According to a new study, about 40% of people will check their cell phone within 10 seconds if they're a friend, or if they're with a friend that starts using their phone or checking it first. You know, if you're sitting at a table with somebody looks at their phone and plays around with it, and you kind of do the same thing.
And it kind of gives you the green light to dip away. Like, oh, they're doing it, I'm going to do it too.
Well, and according to this other one, if we put all this together, 80% of people think it's rude to use your cell phone at the dinner table,
it is,
in meetings, or in class. So I'm going to give you just some basic etiquette rules on using your cell phone. First of all, observe the 10-foot proximity rule. If you're going to, you know, talk on your cell phone and you have to, step away 10 feet from the person you're talking to.
I promise to God, you have no idea how many people I ask to step out or tap them and point for them to step away, and they get on the phone and they talk loud, and it's like they're trying to include you in their conversation, and it's so rude.
My aunties do it, but they're not trying to include. They just, hey, girl, hi. I'm like, oh, you realize we're in the mall. Like, everybody's looking at us right now.
But even if you're in another room, nobody wants to hear your conversation.
Right. Another thing they say avoid doing with your cell phone, and I'm guilty of this because I'm a sponge for knowledge sometimes, is avoid looking things up during a conversation. But sometimes if somebody says something, I don't know quite what it is, or I'm trying to check them, I'll Google it real quick.
Right.
Because you can do so much with your phone now.
And what's the other one?
Another one is when you're playing phone tag, 4 times, that's it. If I call you, you call back, and it goes 4 times, just let it go. I hate when you do that. Or if it's a drop call,
right,
let that go.
And turn down the radio when you talking on the phone, making a phone call, because that radio in the background noise, that's crazy when people call you and they got the radio turned up loud. Now, you can't even hear them.
You know what's really ignorant?
What?
For you to take a phone call in the car and you want everybody, you want the driver to turn the radio down where everybody can, where you could take your call and you want everybody to stop listening to the radio just where you could take your call. And I think you should text or send them the voicemail and say, hey, I never talk on the phone when I'm in the car with other people because it's rude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or I meet people and say, hey, Rick, somebody, he's standing right here. Here, talk to him.
Ooh.
I just politely get it out of, get the phone out of, because I don't know, man. People just, and every moment is not a Kodak moment.
Right.
Every moment is not a Kodak moment, man. People, I swear to God, is the best and worst thing that ever happened.
And what baffles me is people pay so much money to get inside the club, and he's spending the entire night tweeting about being in the club.
Yeah, nobody talks to each other.
Yeah.
Second drink now. Like, who cares?
Right.
All right, another one is, let's see. Put your phone's ringer on silent mode in theaters and restaurants. Okay, guys,
At church, please.
And at church. Anytime in public.
Turn it off at church.
And avoid personal topics when others can hear you. Now, tell me what you guys think about this. If I'm at dinner with a guy, and his phone is, like, face down, that kind of bothers me sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a phone up.
It shouldn't, because if the phone is face down, he don't want to look at the screen and see that he have a missed call and to distract him from the conversation.
But it could also mean something else, too. You don't want that phone light up.
If you with the guy?
If I'm with the guy.
Right.
If you my dude.
Well, yeah, put the phone in your pocket.
Yeah, just don't put it on the table. You got it face down for?
What if he wears skinny jeans? Ain't gonna fit that pocket.
Right. You got one more?
And you said the number one is lower your voice when taking calls in public. That's the number one pet peeve that people should remember, or the thing that get on people's nerves with cell phones in public.
And that is, and I hope everybody keep that in mind. And all the men, please take these hip-hop ringtones off. So unprofessional. Limousine drivers, town car drivers, please take Miguel ringtone or whatever hit song it is off and just do... I mean, when you're in a car and you're a driver, you're a limousine driver, be professional and let it on vibrate and don't take calls while you're driving a customer. It's real ignorant and real dangerous.
醒一醒，朋友们，这里是 Ricky.
Hold up, what does that mean?
Ricky Smiley Morning Show.